We may have saved the best till last, but you may disagree, but New Zealand doesn't have a reputation, of course, for big red wine. Obviously, because we've cool climate, famous for Sauvignon Blanc, and maybe the Pinot Noir is pretty smart. But there are one or two small areas that do exceptional Cabernet-based red wine. And 25 years ago, when I was leaving my life as a medical researcher, I was actually, having lived in California and then South Australia in my medical career, I was looking for the hottest, boniest, meanest bit of New Zealand to try and grow Cabernet. And I found a rubbish dump, a rifle range, and a drag racing, car racing strip situated on an old riverbed. And I bought a piece of land there. And now that's the most expensive viticultural dirt in New Zealand. It's the only region in New Zealand that's protected in law. Because it's such rich, fine gravels, they wanted 20 years ago to strip mine it down to the water level about 15 metres down and turn it into basically tarmac or, you know, roading. And we fought that battle and won and protected it for great red wine. So the wine you're about to try is called Cornerstone. It's a partnership between an Irish Australian lieutenant colonel in the army, a mate of mine called Bob Newton, who's now the viticulturist on the block, and myself, so it's Newton Forest Estate. The wine's Cornerstone. It's a Cabernet Merlot Malbec blend, so the English would say it's a claret. By, you know, if you're a Bordeaux drinker, it's that blended red dominated by Cabernet. And the vintage you're about to try in two tastings in the last 2006, in two tastings with the August Robert Parker from America, Jancis Robinson and Clive Coates and other luminaries of the wine world tasted the great first growths of Bordeaux against the top wines from this region. There's only 1,500 acres in this entire appellation. And the cornerstone on the across the two different tastings bet blind every first growth from Bordeaux. And Jancis Robinson was moved to say, the only difference between the great first growth and the best from the Gimlet Gravels region is the fact that they were 60 times, in the case of the Rothschild, 60 times more expensive. So tonight I'd recommend that one, you drink up, and two, if you like it, you buy it as an investment, because this is the only country in the world, or bar one, where this 06 is still available. Because that result, that tasting between the first growth and it just doubled right. But
you only go with a checkbook.
That result of the success of that region against the great first growth has put the entire region on the map. It's significantly increased the price of the wines, and it will continue to prosper. So I'll be very interested if you want to come up and talk to me later about what you think about the wine, if you're a Bordelais drinker and appreciator of great clarets. And it's been lovely tonight. I think the food has been somewhat, as I said, I'm not trying to be polite, because I'm not polite, really, normally. But it's been some of the best matches and some of the finest food and freshest I've experienced. It's been great to be here. So I will be back.
Welcome to Cross Haven.
And thank you for coming, and I hope you've enjoyed the selection of wines. I know he's from the North of Ireland, but he's a fine fellow, James. and Conor, of course, is a real cork man, so you're allowed to buy his wines. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.